Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, April 11th. Well, I'm not here in the state of Kentucky at this time. Some of you know already that my wife and I usually make a trip out to Kansas for their annual camp meeting and to spend a week with my mom and dad. So that is this week is the week we're going to spend with my mom and dad, and then next week is the camp meeting. And so we're leaving out on Monday, and we'll be going into Kansas and spend a week with my mom and dad. And then Joshua's going to drive down into Kansas on Friday, and on Sunday, Easter Sunday, Lord's Day, the Resurrection Day, Joshua and I both are going to be privileged to preach for my dad there in Larned, Kansas, at the Larned Independent Baptist Church in Kansas. And then the camp meeting starts up at Smoky Valley Baptist Church in Lenzburg, Kansas, on Tuesday. Joshua will be with us there as well. That goes through Thursday, and then we're going to be headed back on Friday. That's the 21st that we'll be headed back. So 2 weeks we're going to be gone, and I got these broadcasts lined up. And also mentioned that I won't be here on Easter Sunday morning or Resurrection Sunday morning. And so I do have a special guest preacher lined up. Brother Rick Grisham with Fundamental Baptist Books is going to be here. He's going to be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's the 16th this Easter Sunday morning and Sunday night. And so I hope that you will come in and be a part of those services with us, and also that you'll pray for us while my wife and I are gone. Well, we're going to go ahead and move right along into prayer time. It is time to call on the Lord in prayer. So would you pray with us at this time? Our Heavenly Father, it is with a grateful heart that we come to the throne of grace, thanking you for the privilege, the opportunity, and the power that is in prayer. Father, I want to ask you to help us that we might use this opportunity as we will wish we had in the judgment day. But Lord, I pray, help us that we will call upon you and carry our troubles to you. Lord, help us not to bear them or attempt to bear them on our own, but to cast all of our cares upon thee, knowing that you care for us and you're able to meet our needs. So, Father, I pray that you would meet these needs. You'd get the glory. Lord, I do pray, bless these broadcasts now for these 2 weeks as I'm going to be gone. Father, I pray that you'd bless this week as we preach on the resurrection. And then, Lord, I pray that you'd bless next week as we preach on her spirit came unto her again. And help, Lord, that these things would be a blessing. Father, I do pray that you'd bless and use Brother Grisham as he preaches for us on Sunday, Easter Sunday morning and night. Lord, you'll be with those that'll be preaching on Wednesday nights, those two Wednesday nights that will be gone. Help that they'll be blessed as well. Lord, have your way and move among us. Lord, I do pray, bless and use the broadcast and get the glory and the honor. Lord, I do pray also keep us safe as we travel, and Melissa and I as we travel, and Joshua as he travels. And then, Lord, that you would bless as well Joshua and I as we preach for my dad there in Larned, Kansas on that Easter Sunday, and then in the camp meeting. Lord, you'd open doors and use us there as well. And you just have your way. Bless those with birthdays this week and have your way with them as well. Lord, we pray. And Lord, again, I ask you to bless the broadcast. Use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I do appreciate you praying with us that. We're going to get ready to head right into a song and then the sermon. We're going to start with a song by our congregation here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, singing together a good song this time of year, especially this week, thinking about Easter and the Lord rising. A song that says, He Lives. Hope it is a blessing to you. All right. Hope you enjoyed that good song there. And we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week, we're preaching from the scripture found in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 38. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 38 is where we'll start our reading at. The Bible says, Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord,
Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Turn, if you will, to John chapter number 11, verse number 32. And when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. Now we're going to John chapter 12. In Luke 10, we saw Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. I'd say waiting at the feet of Jesus to hear him speak. Here in John 11, we see Mary weeping at the feet of Jesus in order to have his sympathy. Now in John chapter 12, it's not a time of weeping. It's not a time of waiting. It's a time of worship. In John chapter 12 and verse number 1, the Bible says, Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, and you ought to underline these words, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Brother Joel Hite preached a message years ago, and he titled it, Look at who's sitting at the table. Woo, amen. That blesses my heart every time I think about it. Verse number 3. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Well, as we said, we see Mary these three times, and I don't think these are the only occasions, and I'll say more about that later, that we find Mary at the feet of Jesus. But I wonder if her mind didn't leap from going backwards, thinking about the resurrection of her loved one, to thinking about the resurrection of her Lord. That special day that's going to come out, you say, well, it hadn't happened yet. No, but she had heard about it. The other disciples had heard about it. Our Lord had told them when he told them about Calvary. He told them that they're going to destroy this temple. But in 3 days, I'll build it up again. Amen. And so she had heard those things. And I just wonder, and that leads me to my next point. But before I go there, let's look in John chapter 12. I read through the first three verses. Let's read on a little bit. Look at verse 4. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot. Now, whenever you hear that man's name, I mean, there's a dark blot on that man's name. You know he's not up to any good. Amen. He's the treasurer, the disciples' treasurer. He's the man with the devil in his heart. Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. This is what he said. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? In another place he said, why this waste? He's upset because this woman's wasting expensive ointment on the Lord. Verse 6 says, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, I like this, Jesus stood up for her. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Now listen, look at this next phrase. Against the day of my burying. Hath she kept this? Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. Now, Mary, when she thought of her brother, it caused her to worship her Lord. Let me say number 2. When she thought of his burial, it caused her to worship her Lord. Amen. Christ said that Mary had anointed him. for his burial. You remember he died on that day before that big Sabbath, and then, of course, 3 days later, and they go to the grave on the first day of the week. Now, that doesn't mean that there's more than one Saturday in a week, but there's high holy days that they call Sabbaths, as well as the seventh day that they call a Sabbath. And so you've got the Passover, you've got those that fall in that place. And so our Lord didn't die on a Friday, because if they buried him Friday night, you don't have 3 days and three nights, and he can get up on Sunday morning. But our Lord died in the perfect time, in the fullness of time, amen. In the perfect time our Lord died. But he got up on that third day, he got up on that resurrection morning we call Sunday morning, hallelujah. Amen, he got up. But you remember those women went to the grave? You remember why they went there? They went there to anoint his body. They went there to, why hadn't they already anointed it? Because it was holy days. Because they took him down off of the cross, they wrapped him up, and they put him in that borrowed tomb, and they did all that, and they were going to come later and anoint his body, but when they got there, they're too late. Amen. His body's gone. Exactly. Amen. Amen. That's exactly right. So they get there 3 days later, and they can't anoint his body, but here's what our Lord said. Our Lord said, she's already anointed my body. You know what she did? She anointed him by faith. She anointed him by faith, not knowing and maybe not realizing she wasn't going to get anointed later, amen. So she anointed him by faith, and she's worshiping him by faith, amen. Amen. So when she thought of her brother, it caused her to worship her Lord. And when she thought of his burial, it caused her to worship her Lord. Now here's what I thought. She's not just thinking about the death, which is for our justification. But she's thinking about his burial, which entails his resurrection, that talks about our sanctification. Amen. Our justification. Jesus died for our sins, but his getting up from the grave proved our justification. Amen. And Mary saw that, I believe, somehow by faith. Amen. Amen. So when she thought of her brother, it caused her to worship her Lord. When she thought of his burial, it caused her to worship her Lord. And number three, last of all, when she thought of her burden, it caused her to worship her Lord. Look back at Luke chapter 7. I told you that it had happened before. Yeah, I believe it happened in Luke 7 the first time. Luke 10, she's at his feet, listening, waiting to hear his word. John 11, she's at his feet, weeping, needing to have his consolation, his sympathy. John 12, she's worshiping. But Luke 7 tells us of an account. Now, it doesn't tell a woman's name, but I believe you can see Mary written all over it. In Luke chapter 7, verse number 36, I want to read a number of verses. Let me just read. The Bible says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city," and underline this phrase, "which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment." Now that sounds just exactly like what Mary's doing. Read on verse 39. "Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.'" I'm going to say something right there. That Pharisee wasn't no prophet, but he knew she is a sinner. It didn't take a prophet to see this woman was a sinner. Probably everybody in town knew she was a sinner. Probably everybody in that whole region knew she was a sinner. All right, look at verse 40. "And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee.' And he said, 'Master, say on.'" Here's our words, Lord. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence. And the other 50. "And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, and underline it, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he saith unto her, he saith unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Amen. Mary was a sinner. Now, here's what I believe about the fact of her being a sinner. I believe she is burdened about her sin. I believe she is ashamed of her sin. She didn't boast. That's a problem we've got in our world today. People boast of their sin. Amen. They're proud of how they're living in sin. This woman was ashamed of it. She didn't boast of it. Matter of fact, I believe she blushed at the fact that she is a sinner. She knew she didn't have any right or reason even to enter in Simon's house, let alone the Lord. And so she approached him from behind. But she knew he was a wonderful Lord. I don't know if she had any inclination that he might save her. I don't know if she had any inclination that he might forgive her of her sins. But her burden was so heavy that something just drew her to the feet of the Savior. Amen. And when she found herself at the feet of the Savior, she heard those wonderful words. Woman, thy sins are forgiven. Amen. Now jump with me to John 12. She's sitting at the table and she's looking at who's sitting at the table. And when she sees her brother, she falls at the Lord's feet and worships the Lord for what he's done for her brother. But when she sees the Lord and she thinks of his burial, the fact he's going to get up from the grave, he's not only going to die for men's sins, he's got the power not only to lay it down, he's got the power to take it up again, praise God. Amen. And she sees that and knows that, and it causes her to fall at his feet. But when she remembers her burden, remembers that load of guilt and that load of sin that was on her back, and she remembers it's this same Lord, amen, that called her out of the graveyard of sin, that called her out of the tomb of darkness of sin, amen, and said, loose her, praise God, and let her go, amen. It caused her to fall at his feet and worship him. Amen. Amen. This woman was a sinner. She acknowledged she was a sinner. She didn't rebuke him at any of those statements. She took her place. Our Lord said this. He not only said she's a sinner, and Simon alluded to it when he said she's, apparently he thought she's such a sinner, that if this man was any kind of a prophet, he would have known that and he wouldn't have let her touch him. When Jesus spoke about her sins, you know what he said? He said, this woman, her sins are many. He didn't minimize the fact of her sin, but he knew he is master enough. Amen. He could handle the plenty or the little. Amen. He could handle the big or the small. Thank God. If they owed 50 or if they owed 500, he's able to frankly forgive them both. Wow! Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And I'll tell you, when I think about the burden of sin, where I was on that fifth Sunday in June when God spoke to my heart in that little Sunday school class. Amen. And God got to to burdening me about my sin. Thank God Jesus came to deliver me from my sin. Amen. Amen. He didn't just drive me down. He delivered me. He drew me in, thank God, and delivered me from my sins. Amen. Amen. I say this, Jesus deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. Amen. And when we think about these things, you know somebody the Lord's touched? Have you ever been touched? Ought to cause you to worship Him. I can't help but think what Charles Wesley wrote the song, and it said, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing." Woo! Amen. The glories of my God and King. Charles Wesley was a singer. Charles Wesley had ability to write songs. But he said, I wish I had a thousand tongues. I wish I could praise Him more and more and more and more. Amen. I'm telling you, when Mary thought of the Lord, it caused her to worship at His feet.